All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, after eight games in this college football season, the Washington State Cougars are 7-1, and they find themselves in first place in the Pac-12 North. Now, of course, head football coach Mike Leach always brings a wide open offense with him wherever he goes. And right now, it's not just about the offense for the Cougars, as it is also about their defense, as Washington State is currently ranked 26th in the nation in total defense. But you cannot overlook this offense led by quarterback Gardner Minshew. Of course, he was the transfer from East Carolina, and he has kept that machine going for Mike Leach. Now, at first glance, it was really tough to get a feel of this Washington State team. I mean, you look at their out-of-conference schedule. They beat Wyoming on the road, followed by home wins over San Jose State and Eastern Washington. So it wasn't exactly, you know, the upper-tier teams. Then, you know, they traveled to Los Angeles to take on USC for their Pac-12 opener, and they lost that contest. And, you know, they came back, they had wins at versus Utah and Oregon State. But I think the eye opener was on October 20th when they knocked off Oregon at home, and they did it by two touchdowns. But then the fact that they were able to go on a farm this past Saturday and defeat Stanford, I think that really opened some eyes for this team. And you look at them right now, Washington State has a legitimate shot to get to Santa Clara for the Pac-12 championship game for the first time in school history. You look at their remaining schedule, you know, they're home for Cal this Saturday, followed by a road game at Colorado, which is not going to be easy. And then they have two home games, one against Arizona, and then, of course, the day after Thanksgiving, they're home in the Apple Cup versus Washington. And, I mean, Washington, they have been unable to live up to the expectations this year. But at the same time, when it's a rivalry game and you're talking about Washington versus Washington State, you simply just throw out the rule book. And I think this would be good for Mike Leach. I mean, you figure he was brought to Pullman to make this team more exciting. And, you know, it's taken him some time, but that's what he's done. But at the same time, you're looking at a senior class for Washington State that they have the opportunity to do something that has never been done before, and that is make four consecutive bowl games. So this is big for them. And if you're Wazoo, of course, it's a long shot for the Pac-12 to get a team in the college football playoff. But if you're Washington State, why not, you know, go all out and have an opportunity to win the Pac-12 and get to the Rose Bowl for the first time since 2002. So I think there's plenty at stake for this Washington State team. Everything is in front of them. And more importantly, I think they have the tools in their arsenal to get it done. So this final month of the season is definitely going to be interesting up there in Pullman. It's going to be tough on their home opponents. I mean, if you're Cal and you're Arizona, you have to go up there, and, you know, the elements are never kind this time of the year. So I'm really liking Washington State's chances to win the Pac-12 North, get to Santa Clara, and potentially win the Pac-12 and represent the conference in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.